And you've had quite a spell at Sheffield Wednesday. I know one or two supporters myself, and they're disappointed to see you leave Sheffield Wednesday. Was it a difficult decision to make?
Oh, definitely. I felt like Sheffield Wednesday was like home to me. It's the first club that I've actually been, and I've stayed, and I've managed to like be a part. The fans have taken to me. Like when I was at Reading, I was there, signed when I was 18, but every year I was out on loan. I didn't really get to put my feet down. But at Sheffield Wednesday, my feet was down and the fans took to me. Everything was very comfortable for me. And I thought that I got a bit too comfortable, so I felt something new and try and push to get to the Premier League.
As you mentioned, the fans certainly did take to you. Was it difficult to kind of leave that behind, knowing that you were comfortable?
Oh, definitely. When Stuart Gates first told me, I got butterflies in my stomach, thinking, "Oh, I'm leaving home," kind of feel. But I feel in football you can't really be comfortable. You kind of have to push boundaries. You kind of have to take risks, and this is a risk I'm willing to take.
And there's a lot of talk as well about the takeover at Sheffield Wednesday, and I just wonder how difficult that's been for the players to deal with, not knowing quite where you are, a bit in limbo, perhaps.
Oh, definitely. Especially because it said that it was done from the beginning of the season, but all it needs to do is be refined, and no one really knows. The boys, the manager, or anyone doesn't really know what's going on down there and why it's not been done yet. But all we know really is something needs to be sorted for the beginning of the season, because the boys need clarity.